all the summer recreation offerings here in the city of Quincy with Director Michelle Handley. You brought summer with you, Michelle.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I've been waiting. I've been waiting. Sorry to spring. Summer is my favorite.
So. Is it? Yeah.
So here it is.
Yeah, well, thanks for that. We appreciate that. The first real
right on cue.
Hot and humid weekend coming up, yeah.
Right on cue. We're ready.
Although I'm sure you've been working at these programs probably since, like, February.
That is true. There's a lot that goes into the planning and preparation for the summer season. But we're ready. We're ready to kick off on Monday with our first two clinics.
Is Monday the I was just going to ask, when does it start? So this coming Monday?
Monday, we have three clinics running beginning Monday. Everything else will begin July 5th.
Okay. So it used to be called Sports and More. Is that still the...
We do still have
a
camp. Now the staff is trying to get me to call it SAM.
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 Okay.
Sports and More. So we do have a clinic that is very similar to what you'd see in the movie Meatballs, a summer camp without hopefully the hijinks.
Right.
That will run up at Pageant Field this week coming is called Summer Kickoff.
Okay.
And we'll have a softball clinic as well run by Rachel Kelleher, Rachel Powers Kelleher, who is a superstar from North Quincy High, who is the coach at Wheaton College.
Oh, okay. Very good.
So that will kick off the summer next week for us.
Now, are you doing the traditional playground programs also this year?
Yes.
You are? Okay.
Absolutely. We're so fortunate here in Quincy, Joe, to have the support of the mayor and the city council. We are the envy of the other recreation departments around the Commonwealth.
I bet,
really are. That we have a mayor and a council who support the programs so much through the budget process to allow us to still run free, mm-hmm. as in no cost,
right. Yeah.
programs throughout the summer months and the winter, throughout the season. We have free swim lessons for residents in the city that will start actually July 1st. We have a free playground program, which will be on 16 sites throughout the city.
Wow.
From 8:30 to 1:30, Monday through Friday, beginning July 5th.
Okay.
And we have a free night recreation program at four locations throughout the summer from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. That's also in support from a Shannon grant.
That's super.
Through the state. Our state delegation helps us secure the money for some of the night rec programming. But we're offering free programs from 8:30 to 1:30 and 5:30 to 8:30 Monday through Friday for the residents of the city.
Now, are those the programs that, do you have to sign up for those, Michelle, or are those just kind of show up and attend them?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Those registrations are not on our website, quincyrec.com. You register right at the program for those registrations.
Okay, that's how it always has been then, right?
Exactly,
yeah.
Right on site. They're drop-in, they're free, as I said, I can't say it enough, free programs, bring your children, free drop-in programs.
Yep.
So we put recreation staff at, as I said, 16 locations in the daytime and four locations in the evening for kids to drop in and out and have a safe place to go throughout the summer to play games and do crafts and play in the new playgrounds. The new playgrounds look fabulous.
Really?
The park department has done a wonderful job.
Kincaid
with the
Park
facilities.
Is astounding.
Kincaid is unbelievable.
Yeah.
LeBrec is almost finished.
Yep.
All of them, they're wonderful. We had a grant from National Park and Rec Association and the Disney Company, the Walt Disney Company, to redo the basketball courts at Snug Harbor this past year.
Okay.
Those are wonderful. So we're really looking forward to a great season.
How can folks find out where the closest one is to them, I guess?
They're listed on quincyrec.com.
Okay.
Or certainly could call our recreation office, which I think you're putting the number up probably for us. But
yep. One fun, right? 376-1 fun.
Yeah. 1394 now. Yep. 617-376-1394.
Okay.
For the phone number, please call us anytime. Email us.
Yep.
Email me. Emails are on the website.
Okay.
We're happy to answer any questions.
It's a great central location, really, is to find out about all these programs and more. We don't have enough time to talk about all of them today.
I know.
But I do want to offer some highlights for folks, just to know that they are being offered and that many of them are free, and that they start very soon.
They sure do.
Yeah.
I think one of our programs that gets often overlooked and so many people in the city don't realize that we have is the wonderful boating and sailing program at the William F. Ryan Boating Center on Blacks Creek.
Yep.
That is a phenomenal, very, very low cost program for residents of the city. If you take a kayak or canoe out around the creeks and Black Creek and by the lagoon there, you could be anywhere. Mm-hmm. You really could be anywhere.
In the mountains the pictures of, you know, New Hampshire or Vermont or right,
right,
yeah, it's
right
gorgeous.
Here in Quincy. Yep. And it's always 10 degrees cooler there.
Yes.
I promise.
Yes.
If it's a hot day, yeah, head to the creek. It is always 10 degrees cooler. The staff will know. You'll see them in long sleeve shirts. When we're boiling at the top of the hill at Sportsamore, they're nice and cool at the bottom.
Yeah, but it's a protected area. It's, you know, it's calm water. It's just a very welcoming place to be,
and
there's a very hushed atmosphere, you know, that comes over it as well. Even though Quincy Shore Drive is right on the other side of the hill.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The hustle and bustle of all the programs going on around it. When you go down to the creek, it is serene, as you said, nice and peaceful and calm.
It's funny, I was talking to Paul Lewis from the Quincy Bay Race Week Association, and he, you know, really hailed that program as one that got him interested as a child in sailing. And, you know, here he is today, the Commodore of the Race Week Association. And I'm sure that you hear that story all the time.
That's so neat. We do run into people all the time who have roots here in Quincy, who have moved to the South Shore or other locations, or are still here in Quincy, who grew up attending the programs,
sure,
that the city's been able to offer for all these years. Like I said, thanks to the support of the mayor and the city council, we're very fortunate in Quincy to be able to offer so many different programs throughout the year,
yeah,
for our residents. And we do participate in Race Week still.
Oh, you do?
We do.
Okay.
We're one of the few still sailing Widgeons.
Yes.
During COVID, we did switch to the single sailboats. They're often called Opties. That's one of the brand names for the single person sailboats, the smaller prams that the kids learn to sail. And our kids, once COVID was not over, but when the restrictions changed,
yeah,
and we were able to go back into a 3 or 4 person boat,
mm-hmm,
the kids chose the 3 and 4 person boat over the singles. They love the camaraderie of having a captain and a crew in a Widgeon.
Yeah, and that's,
they love it.
That's the bigger goal and mission of that program, right, is teamwork, team building, and cooperation and partnership and problem solving, you know, more than just having fun out on the water.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The participants in our programs and our staff end up with, you know, much greater experience than they would have imagined,
right,
from the beginning.
Yep.
With all of those great attributes that you just mentioned, you know, teamwork, problem solving, how to lose gracefully, how to win, you know, in a nice sportsmanship manner.
Correct, yeah.
And how, yeah, to deal with adversity if, mm-hmm, something's not exactly going your way. There's a lot to offer. And just the friendships and the fun.
Yeah. So there, yeah, is still availability in the sailing programs?
There is.
Okay.
Yep, sailing registration. Memberships are available online.
Okay.
And there are openings in the classes, which will start July 5th.
Okay.
And that registration's right online at quincyrec.com.
Okay.
Absolutely. We still have openings in the swim lesson program.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Excellent.
We have
the Lincoln Hancock Pool locker rooms are ready,
okay,
and open.
All right.
And the pool heater has been repaired,
okay,
so the pooler is back up to 80 degrees.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is wonderful.
Yeah.
And the water, we are, Joe, I don't know if a lot of people, another thing that people may not know, we are a licensed provider for American Red Cross. We are a Learn to Swim location. We teach American Red Cross lessons. And so all of our staff are trained American Red Cross lifeguards,
oh,
and trained American Red Cross water safety instructors. And we actually have 2 American Red Cross lifeguard instructors on staff as well.
Okay.
And we take that very seriously. Safety,
yeah,
is very, very important for us. In fact, right now we're helping the Quincy Fire Department do a water rescue training right now, actually,
really?
At the pool.
So is that right?
I've got staff at the pool right now getting ready with the firefighters,
yeah,
so that's wonderful. But our swim lesson program is for ages 6 and up.
Okay, we have some visuals we can show folks,
perfect,
too, while you
we
tell
start,
us about it. Yeah.
At level 1 and teach all the way through level 6 from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Okay.
2 sessions of swim lessons offered through the summer. And registration is ongoing right at the office at One Marymount Parkway.
Okay.
At the recreation office, I have a swim staff. I have a member of my aquatic staff there today, Monday, and Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
For any openings that exist.
Okay. Is there a cost for that, Michelle?
The lessons are free.
Okay.
What one needs is a pool membership card.
Oh.
And there's a small fee associated with that, but we do have scholarships available for those,
oh,
who can't pay the membership fee.
Oh, okay, very good.
So the lessons are free.
And we've heard in the news about the shortage of lifeguards at some of the state-run swimming facilities. How are we set here in Quincy?
There is a shortage all over the country,
yeah.
Really. That's one of the hot topics through all of my trainings. And we're a member of the Massachusetts Recreation and Park Association and the National Recreation and Park Association, and that has been a hot topic throughout the winter,
right, yeah.
Throughout the year. We are very lucky here in Quincy, again, thanks to the support of the mayor and the council,
yep.
That last year we were able to bring a fella in from New Jersey to run a lifeguard instructor class. So we now have two lifeguard instructors who work for us, for the city of Quincy.
Wow. Okay.
And so we've been running lifeguard classes throughout the whole school year. In fact, we're running one more this coming week. We have six people enrolled in a class that will start Monday.
Okay.
And so we're going to be okay.
That's good.
We've been working really, really
yeah.
diligently at recruiting and training folks who are interested in being lifeguards. We've worked with the Quincy Public Schools
mm-hmm.
and have held lifeguard tryouts every couple weeks
okay.
throughout the spring. And that's been really great. That's been a positive thing for us. It is difficult to compete with the state.
Well, they were offering, you know, signing bonuses and all kinds of incentives.
They have. And having a DCR property right here in the city is a little bit difficult to compete with.
Wollaston Beach, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you have an indoor facility in the summer, it's a little bit tough to convince the young kids that it's safer to not be in the sun. They're not caring so much about
sure.
about their skin at that age. They're thinking the tan would be much
yeah.
better.
But it is a paid position, right, with the city?
It is.
To be a lifeguard, yeah.
It is a paid position, and the Park and Recreation Board had voted to increase the rate
okay.
For first-year guards. So we're not as high as DCR. We can't compete completely, but it made it competitive. We offer year-round. Our facility is
there
open year-round.
There's your benefit.
We
yeah.
have, I think you have the graphic for our recreational swim program as well.
Yes, we'll show folks that. Yeah.
We'll be open starting Monday night, actually, Monday through Friday evening from 5 to 9 p.m.
Oh.
5 to 6:50 for a family and youth swim, 7 to 7:50 for senior citizens to do lap swimming, and then 7:55 to 8:45 for adults lap swimming.
Okay.
And then also Saturday and Sunday. Starting not this weekend, not the weekend of 4th of July, but the following weekend.
Okay.
We'll be open Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 1, broken down into adults and seniors from 10 to 10:50,
mm-hmm.
and then youth and family from 11 to 12:45. So there's plenty of opportunity to cool off at the Lincoln Hancock Pool this
yeah.
summer.
And do you need a pool membership card for that also? You do.
You can certainly buy a pool membership card for that. We also have a guest fee, so
$2
for children
okay.
and $5 for adults.
Very reasonable, okay.
Yes, so yes, yes.
If you want to just
do it one
time.
And if that's a problem
time,
with
yeah.
somebody, we just have you come in and sign the waiver and get in the pool. The reason for the membership really is the waiver of liability.
I see, okay.
That, of course, we're required to have for everybody. So if you have a membership, the guards know that you've signed the waiver. It's the easiest way to handle that.
I see. Okay. Tremendous opportunity for the city, really. And I bet you're right. A lot of folks, especially new arrivals to the city, aren't aware of that facility, you know, or
yes.
these offerings. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And some folks, you know, who maybe went elsewhere because the locker room facility wasn't updated, should come back.
Okay.
Because it is updated.
Okay.
The locker rooms are open, and swimming is a wonderful, wonderful activity. And if folks are still worried about COVID and the germs,
yeah.
the chlorine, you know, it is safe. That was one of the first activities to reopen through COVID.
Sure.
So
yeah.
it is a safe way to get your exercise.
Yeah. Are there any at the height of the pandemic? We know we had some restrictions because of COVID with masking and hand washing. Is there anything in place still? Do you know with regards to COVID?
Out of necessity,
yeah.
nice things happen.
Yeah.
So some of the changes that we've made to our programs, because we had to, with restrictions and new guidelines from the Commonwealth, we've actually decided to adopt some.
Okay.
So we still have hand washing capability at all of the locations.
How is that a bad thing, right?
Right, exactly. It's
yeah.
one of those things we're not sure why we didn't do that in the first place. And we will still use the online check-in model, using an iPad for some of the programs in the clinics. Because again, why go back to paper? It's better for the environment and really better for record keeping for the staff as
More
well.
More efficient, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
The group size guidelines are the same. We will still wash equipment at the end of the day. Those are, you know, just some things, as you said, why weren't we doing this
right.
before?
Yeah.
There's some of the, you know, creative
not only for COVID, but just, you know,
right.
regular colds even.
Absolutely,
yeah.
okay. absolutely. And though masks are not required
okay.
right now, we will certainly have masks and hand sanitizer available at all programs for anybody who would like one.
Okay, okay.
Absolutely, we have them at the pool. In fact, one of the lifeguards made a save the other night and,
really?
You know, and right away went and changed her mask. She changed her mask before she put on her dry uniform.
Sure. Wow,
because
okay.
she's, you know, a person who would prefer to wear a mask when
okay.
she's in an indoor facility. And so that's, of course, welcome if anybody chooses to wear a mask. But we don't have a requirement this summer for masks.
Okay. All right. So it's basically following the state guidelines.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
I know a lot of the clinics are full, but are there any that are still open?
They are
they
full.
Are.
They
yeah.
are full.
I know.
And the most popular age group this year was for kindergarten to grade two.
Really?
So we're looking to add some more opportunities for those little ones.
Okay.
That's a really fun age group, and our staff, my staff is wonderful. They are the cornerstone of the department, and without them, you know, I'm just one person. I have an administrative assistant, Eileen Henry, who's excellent, a program coordinator, Eric DeBoer, but we're the only three full-time staff in our department.
Yeah.
So the 215 hourly staff are really the
crucial.
Bread and butter
yeah.
and the, you know, the meat and bones of the program, and they do such a wonderful job that those K-2 programs sold out in the first day. By 9:30 p.m., they were full at 40 participants per
okay.
group. And that's the thing. With the younger children, you can only have so many. There's different guidelines
gotcha.
With your ratios. So we max out at 40 with the younger groups. But there are still openings in some of the sport programs
okay.
And some of the older children sports and more programs.
Okay.
We added last year a leader in training program for children, preteens, teenagers who are aging out of the clinic program but maybe too young to work, so entering 9th and 10th grade.
Mm-hmm.
We're
mm-hmm.
offering a leader in training program so that they can be on the other side and,
yeah.
and still
yeah. maybe give back when they get old enough.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Still go and attend camp but as a leader.
Okay.
And
all right.
It was really wonderful last year to see those kids and
fun.
And some of the little ones really look up to them because they're not
yep.
old like me. They're closer to their age. And so they can relate
yeah.
to them a little bit better. And it was a really positive
wow.
new addition.
Sounds
that
like
came out of COVID. Another thing that came out of
yeah.
COVID.
Best thing sounds like is just to go to the website or give you a call.
Absolutely.
If you need questions
Absolutely.
Answered or get more information.
Absolutely. QuincyRec.com.
Yeah. We're so proud here at QATV to partner with you again this year on a TV production workshop,
Absolutely.
Which is full, by the way.
It is full. Also full.
Yes. But our own Mark Crosby has been teaching kids for many, many years here, and we're happy
wonderful.
To do it again. Yeah.
It's wonderful. They look forward to
Good.
It.
Good.
We love it. We love that
Good.
Program in, you know, musical theater, arts and crafts.
Yeah.
We don't just run sport
that's
programming.
Right.
That's
sports and more.
You know, that
yeah.
was the tagline for many years, sports and more.
Yeah.
We have cheerleading, dance camp, arts and crafts camp, musical theater, boating, sailing, swimming, lots of things that are not just sports.
Right.
We have something for everybody, we hope.
Have a great summer, Michelle. Great
Thank
to see you.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much. You too. Enjoy it. Come see us.
All right. Thanks for
That's
coming
my
over.
Plug. Come see us.